Comprehensive Sexuality Education. Despite the contentious debates surrounding the provision of comprehensive sexuality education to adolescents and youth, it is a globally recognized need and right of young people. This right has been recognized by various international human rights agreements, including but not limited to the Convention on the Rights of the Child, the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights, and the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. However, in Asia, this need is, for the large part, unmet. Sex education is defined as basic education about reproductive process, puberty, and sexual behaviors. 31 Comprehensive Sexuality Education CSE, on the other hand, may incorporate other components of sexual and reproductive health and rights, including attitudes toward sexuality, gender relations, and information about services pertaining to sexual and reproductive health, such as contraception or HIV testing services. 32 The importance of a comprehensive sexuality education program lies in its ability to create the safe and open environment for youths to learn and discuss their SRHR. It provides a gateway for adolescents to receive beneficial and accurate information, so that they are empowered to make an informed decision when the time calls for it. CSC is also an opportunity to create awareness of the services that are provided for them in exercising their SRHR, such as contraception, STI treatment and postpartum care, and it is also a medium by which we can address gender issues, including the alleviation of gender-based violence among young people. The reasons for the lack of implementation of CSE in the region are complicated by various political, religious and social factors. Religious conservatism have restricted or eliminated CSE programs in many communities. 35 In the Asian region, Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Indonesia, Nepal and Thailand have national strategies that make direct reference to reproductive health in education. However, most of these countries have yet to formally employ CSE in their primary or secondary education curricula, potentially due to cultural or religious conservatisms. Note reference 15. The lack of political will to overcome the challenges posed by religious and cultural fundamentalisms is the main reason for the lack of implementation of CSE in the region.